Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do,
mm-hmm.
you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
mm-hmm. I'll... Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep.
Mm.
I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. We are coming to you on Monday. Mondays mean digging deepers. And I just want to preface today what we're about to do with a little disclaimer. This is the most tea we've ever had in one episode of Digging Deeper. It's all tea. Every clip is tea. Most of this tea is tea I've never heard. Most of this tea is crucial tea. Some of this tea comes to us from Jason Tardik. Some of this tea comes to us from Caitlin Bristow. Some of this tea comes to us from Wells Adams, also on Jason Tardik's podcast. And some of this tea comes to us from Xander Boger, who was on The Ultimatum Queer Love this past season, opening up about producer manipulation that was required to even get players to come on the show. The lies that producers told them about what the show was, including Chris Colan, the creator of the show, lying directly to Xander. But let me just say the meat of this tea, if such a thing exists, comes to us from a podcast not even within the nation. It's a podcast called This Is Uncomfortable. And this episode was about reality TV. On this podcast, hosted by Rima Kryas, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, there were two former Bachelor producers, Jazzy Collins and Michael Carroll. This is going to be the meat of our episode today. We got 6 clips from that one. These are former Bachelor producers talking very openly about the guilt they felt, how they justified what they did to these players, how manipulation was the goal, how they got paid to make people cry. It is fucking insane. They're on wax saying this shit. It's all recorded. We have the best clips from it today. I can't wait to dig into this.
Yes, chef.
Yes. So we're gonna start now. Here we go. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, so this first clip is, we're just starting it off with something fun, something fresh, something light before we get into this fucking, this is one of the craziest Sauce Wars episodes I think we've ever done. I just can't say it enough. These clips are fucking nuts. So this first clip, though, is just, it's a little ease in. This first clip, of course, we know Bachelor Happy Hour has two new hosts, Grocery and Serena. So we could not have a Digging Deeper without at least one clip from some of their new work. And this clip comes to us. It's a cute clip. It's a funny clip. There's not tea in this. So I've actually I've misspoke. There's not tea in this one clip. Everything else tea. But in this clip, it's just fun. This is from the June 27th episode of Happy Hour. Let the Journey Begin, it was called. This is essentially their first episode as hosts. And this little clip we have for you is hilarious. GSJ is discussing his diva side. Here we go.
Are you worried about working with me?
No, I don't think I'm worried. I feel like all of your good sides and diva sides I already know. So there's not going to be a lot of like surprises. I feel like we also work really well together, like in a day-to-day life. And we've also podcasted together and worked together in like a professional setting. So I don't think there's like, what would worry me would be like the unknown of like, oh my gosh, how is this going to go? Like, are we going to be able to podcast together? Are we going to get along? But we've already kind of tackled that. So I don't really have any worries. I'm excited.
Did you say diva sides? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, your diva sides. I did say that, yes.
Unbelievable.
You didn't like that? You didn't like that one?
I didn't.
First rule of Diva Club, don't call a diva a diva. I can't believe he got pissed at for calling him a diva. He is a diva.
So funny. I was like, I wonder if Happy Hour Grocery is going to have like a different brand than, you know, Clickbait Grocery. And it Maybe. Sounds so far like Happy Hour Grocery. More diva than ever.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it has elevated his diva status. You know, Clickbait, he kind of had an attitude of nonchalance, indifference.
Yes, I don't care.
Yeah, he was just kind of like, whatever. I'm here. Whether we got to talk about today, I don't know.
Like restaurant.
Yeah, it was kind of he's put out to even have to be doing this. I don't think you can have that attitude in Happy Hour. It's got to be more Kufrin-esque.
Yeah, more of a host.
Yes. I don't know. We're gonna see. I listened to an entire episode of theirs that was a recap of this past week's game. I don't know how to put it. A hard listen isn't quite right because I can listen to Grocery Store Joe I can listen to him read the fucking phone book. I love it.
Yeah.
But it's like it's just not polished. It's not sharp. They're just meandering around things. Whereas Kufrin and Young and Kufrin and Lindsay, I mean, that shit, that was a show. That shit was like on point. Kufrin is very good at this. Lindsay is very good at this. Even Michelle Young, I thought, got very good at this toward the end of her run. I don't like Grocery and Serena just have a kind of like lazy talk style, you know?
I feel like I have a lazy talk style, so I'm taking offense for them.
No. I don't mean in their actual way they speak. I mean in how they're structuring conversations, what they're talking about, how they're navigating the information that they're delivering on the podcast. It's just like they'll go off on little tangents talking about things that are completely unnecessary or have nothing to do with the main point of what they're trying to get to. Shit like that. They're just trying to fill an hour, basically, is what it feels like, you know?
You'd never want it to feel that way.
No, exactly. Exactly. But nonetheless, we wanted to give you a small offering from some of their early work here as the official host of Bachelor Happy Hour. Grocery Store has become a diva and Serena is calling him out. But now we're going to move into the tea. Again, every other clip we have now, T. These first two tea clips that we have for you come to us from Off the Vine from July 6th. The guest on this episode was none other than Gore Girl, Jason Tardik. Now, in clip one, Gore Girl Jason Tardik gets some absolutely golden tea from Bristow about how much or how little the lead actually has in terms of control over selecting the MVPs for those group dates where they have them, or really anything in the face of the angry producers. Here we go.
So when Adrian gets MVP, and obviously like Brayden was chirping it,
Todner.
I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Do you think as the Bachelorette, they went to Charity and were like, Charity, which do you want to choose? Like, who do you want to see? Or do you think they're like, I know Adrian's going to stir it up tonight, and producers are like, we got to bring him. Give me
it was one or the other.
Like, did that ever happen on your season?
Yeah.
Where they said, like, which guy do you want to come? It, actually, the same question goes for, and it's a good transition to the group date,
I don't remember.
When Joey wins. Like, you're, of course, right? She probably said, Joey's the guy I want to kiss for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, you, like Bachelorette, you get a lot of say in that stuff. No? That was good. Keep going.
No. No, you do and you don't. I mean, sometimes it depends on if you're giving them good TV, then you get to slide with a couple things.
And wait,
if,
why were you hesitant to ask that? Were you worried about like a lawsuit or something?
Oh, God, no.
Oh. Oh, you just like really feel like.
I really feel like
you
it
don't
depends.
Get that much.
It just, no, it depends. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. It depends if you piss someone off that week.
You know, another thing too?
What?
Oh, so if you piss someone off, you actually, they might be like, no, you're going to make out the person we don't watch. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Straight from one of the most influential leads in the history of our beloved game, the producers can actively...
Speaking of chirping.
That was insane. But it speaks to the nature of this. That's like when he's like, oh no, leads, they have control over that stuff mostly, right? And she's like, ah! Meaning there were specific times in her season where she didn't have that control. And Tardik even brings it up in the end saying like, not only might the producers do it for good TV or whatever, if they need somebody to come as the MVP or get the group date rose or whatever the thing might be, the choice they have to make to stir the pot, that could be one thing, but it could also be to punish the lead. If the lead has pissed off a producer.
Yeah, if you piss someone off. So it's a revenge.
Retribution.
Thing, which, I mean, we have suspected that certain choices have been made out of revenge. I mostly think about the scene in Bachelor in Paradise when they shit-talked how Colton Underwood kissed. Just for no reason, they had a scene about him being a bad kisser.
It's just like punitive actions taken against players. For what reason? We've said this a lot.
Clayton sucks. That's also not good TV.
Of course. Of course. And that's not even punishing him, I don't feel like. Or maybe it was. Maybe they felt like he didn't play the end of his season the way they wanted it played. I don't know. But the idea here, coming again from fucking Caitlin Bristow, is that producers will, they don't allow you to make these choices. And in some cases, they make them specifically to fuck you over, to make it harder for you, or to go against what your wishes may be as the Bachelorette. That's, we've talked about this constantly on our podcast, but now we're getting 100% corroboration. This is accurate. We've always had these theories and it seems like this, and we get little sometimes behind the scenes information that lead us to believe these things. But here we've got an ex gigantic lead saying it out loud on a fucking podcast. I thought you were going to say the one true God. Caitlin Bristow, the one true God. All right, well, let's move on now. We've got one other clip from Off the Vine before we get to our main course of all this producer tea, which is, it's just, I can't believe it's on tape. But here, let's listen to this next clip from Off the Vine. Again, the guest was Gore Girl Jason Tardik. In this clip, Tardik and Bristow deliver some tea while discussing the Bachelor happy hour shakeup and the controversy surrounding Kufrin leaving unceremoniously, et cetera, et cetera. And then this leads to...
Yes. I love podcasting about podcasts. Reporting
me too.
On podcasts.
I absolutely love it as well. I mean, this shit is, we've talked about this a lot too, and everybody in the nation kind of has. Why did Kufrin leave under these circumstances? Why didn't they give her a goodbye? Why wasn't it announced? Et cetera, et cetera. So they get into a little bit of that, and then that leads to a secondary piece of this conversation where they talk about the Eric Schwer blackface scandal that producers chose to ignore. And this is some fascinating shit. I'm sure all of this is contract violation, and it doesn't seem like Caitlin Bristow gives a fuck anymore. I don't know what is happening with
immunity via goat.
You think?
You get a clause in your contract that if you're the goat, some of it's null.
That's a great contract. Can I just have somewhere in this contract, A, that you recognize me as the one true God, And
I plead the goat.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if she has to plead the goat or if they let this slide. But here, let's take a listen to this clip. It's a doozy. Here.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Hmm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Here we go.
What do you make of all this transition of Bachelor Happy Hour podcast?
I want to know what's going on.
Well, there was clickbait.
Is that right? Gone?
So clickbait's gone now. They got rid of it. Then there was Bachelor Happy Hour, which was originally, I think, run by Rachel Lindsay and Becca Kufrin. They then rotated different hosts. Then it was Michelle and Becca Kufrin. There was some kind of controversy with.
Well, I know the controversy. Happened.
Oh, you do? Well,
yeah.
Well, why did?
No,
well,
I don't. Some, it's not my story to tell. I will say.
Okay.
I will say one thing, And I hope this is not me telling their story, but me feeling like it something was justified.
Okay.
But when we went for, I might have already talked about this, when we went for Gabby and Rachel's finale,
okay,
we were going to address, oh, I've already talked about this. We're going to address Eric doing blackface. And Michelle was very passionate on having a voice for that. And Becca and I were there to support her and to be a part of it. And they didn't touch on it. And Michelle just walked off the stage. And at the end, we walked off and we're like, what happened? And they're like, oh, it was, what a great episode though, eh? We ran out of time.
Was the plan, that was the plan, like, you know, when you usually get an idea, a show, what do they call it? A run-up show. Was that in the run-up show? And then they just got rid of it.
Mm-hmm. And we were all quite upset with everybody from it. And we were just straight up like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And Michelle was like, I am the host of your podcast and you have again made me feel not heard, not seen. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I know she was going to quit the podcast from that. And that's all I'll say because I don't know why or what happened from there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And it's not my story to tell. So I don't, sure. I actually don't know. So that okay. was me, my, something I saw, but I don't know if that was the reason for leaving. But then we saw Thomas talking about how he didn't agree with some things that were going on behind the scenes. It so I'm not
like
sure.
It sounds like the way it went down didn't seem like it was professionally handled in Thomas's right. perception.
Right.
But
I love Joe and Serena.
But
love
yeah,
me some Joe and Serena.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh yeah, Joe and Serena are great.
But if they're stepping into a role, like for me, I would choose to say no to that if it had anything to do with what I saw.
Yeah, but I bet I wouldn't, Joe and Serena definitely don't know that.
Of course.
No, I don't know any of this either. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know.
And if that was the case, of course, you know, good for them, but for stepping away and doing their own thing. But the only thing I would ask is the timetable. When was that finale?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Over a year ago, right? Yeah.
So I don't know.
You would think if that was the reason, she would have probably stepped away right away.
Yeah.
Not stayed for another year.
Right.
This is piping hot tea.
That's right.
Oh my God. I have the hairs on my arm have all stood up.
Yeah. Just wait until you hear these fucking producers in the next clips that we have. This ain't nothing. And this is very much something. So in this clip, they're basically breaking down the fact that happy hour was mishandled. Caitlin Bristow is contract violating after contract violating here. Everything she's saying is a contract violation. Talking about,
I think in her case, it's like you have such a moral high ground. You're like, the producers aren't going to sue you for talking about how they didn't include blackface. That would only draw more attention to it.
Yes, exactly. But definitely, technically, that is a contract violation because she's even talking about a document that she was given, the run of show is what they're calling it here. And this is just a piece of paper that all of the talent is going to get that tells you kind of what is going to happen over the course of the show. This will be the hot seat. We'll have a conversation with this person. Then we bring out the bachelor. And on that document, they are alleging here that there was something put in the document saying we will address the Eric Schwer blackface thing. And then at the end of it, they were just like, sorry, we ran out of time.
I want to see that document.
God, I know. I know. That would be great for the Bachelor Museum. I don't know if we'll ever get it, but this is how they treat their highest level players. As they're saying, Michelle Young was the sitting fucking host of Bachelor Happy Hour while that was happening.
Came there because they were going to do this.
Yeah. And then, sorry, we ran out of time.
Insanity. I mean, they just like, they're so used to just walking all over everyone and blaming it on the production schedule.
Yeah. Not being accountable for anything. But this is true of like, this isn't just Bachelor producers. This kind of attitude, I feel like, is true of almost every executive in Hollywood at any level, network, studio, whatever. There's no accountability for anything. And it's never even addressed. If they fuck you over in some horrible way, God knows I've been fucked over in many horrible ways as a TV writer and a movie writer out here. There's no apology. There's no acknowledgement. This is how it happens all the time. It's just kind of the culture of Hollywood.
A lot of things you just don't hear back.
Yeah. You just don't hear back. Or you get completely fucked over by somebody, but they turn out to be network or studio executives that you want to try and sell something to that network or studio. So you're back in a room with the person who fucked you over a month later, trying to sell them new shit, pretending like you didn't care they fucked you over. That's Hollywood for you. But this clip to me not only is it interesting that they're talking about the Bachelor Happy Hour shakeup, and then they're trying to link it back to the blackface thing, but it's interesting that they're like kind of keeping tabs on it, on the Happy Hour situation.
Yes.
And Caitlin even weighs in saying, if I was offered that, I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
And then they
me.
Suggest, oh, well, Joe and Serena probably didn't know.
Right.
And that's why. And they're like, what is this calendar?
But you're telling me they didn't know?
I mean, could they not know?
No.
I feel like they
Of course
knew.
They know. Of course they know. Look, at a certain point when clickbait was around.
But it might not have to do with that.
I think they're just like, look, it's money. I think Joe and Serena are like, fuck it, we have to do this. It might be unsavory. We might be going against some of our friends. Like, Grocery Store Joe was kind of friends with Becca Kufrin. All of the Bachelor Nation podcast people like knew each other and were around.
You think they won't be friends now?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what how it's going to affect his personal relationship with them. But remember when they all did that big photo shoot together? It was clickbait. It was talking it out. And it was happy hour.
Yeah. And then some people were photoshopped in or out.
Maybe.
There were some conspiracy towns.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, they know each other for sure. I can't imagine that when Grocery and Serena get that call, we want you to be host of Happy Hour, they don't at least talk to Kufrin, or Kufrin doesn't call them to say, like, look, I know you're getting this offer. Here's, I'm just going to lay it out for you. Here's what was bad about working there. Here's what was good about there working there. Do what you want to do. But, like, I thought I should tell you. We also get, I don't know if this is confirmation or not, but Gore Girl Jason Tardik in this clip is saying clickbait is no more. Is that true? I don't know.
I don't know. I get, like,
they haven't put out an episode.
Is this the announcement?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Jason Tardik.
Yeah, they send him a memo. They send him a run of show. Mention that clickbait is gone. They have not put out an episode. They've not published an episode since May 31st. And even that episode was a rerun from like a year prior. So they haven't produced new material in a while. And they have stopped putting anything in the feed, even reruns. I don't know. I don't know what the fate of it is.
Not a good sign.
It absolutely is not.
And Grocery was kind of the only person who stayed on the whole time. So with him gone, I mean, I don't know. I think it could come back at any time if they wanted to.
I agree.
Like, oh, rebrand, clickbait. You've already got the feed. You've already got however many people subscribed. I don't think you waste that.
I agree. If any Bachelor producers or people who work in that podcast division are listening, I'd be happy to produce clickbait.
We could be clickbait.
Or we could just do it. Yeah. We'll take over clickbait.
Just put this in the clickbait feed.
I'll do another podcast with you if you want. You want to do Game of Roses and clickbait simultaneously? We can be clickbait will be where we only do sauce, and Game of Roses where we only do tea.
That would be so funny. Or we just go like, okay, here, this sentence, this one's for clickbait. Okay, cut that. Okay, now this sentence is for Game of Roses.
Yeah. You have to edit our sentences. You have to Frankenbite what we do in Game of Roses into sauce for clickbait. That's what we'll give you that option. All right, let's move on now. So that was it. That was our little appetizer with GSJ talking about the diva side. And then we got some tea here. Our first course, that was kind of like the salad before the dinner. Now we got the dinner.
Like, Charity Lawson went on Off the Vine.
Yeah.
Before the season started. And now.
Yeah.
KB is like, yeah, it's the blackface thing.
Well, the world gets crazier as we go into our now six course main portion of the meal. These clips are jarring. These are, again, literal producers from The Bachelor talking about nasty shit they had to do or the hierarchy, a bunch of stuff in here. I literally never thought we would hear Bachelor producers, ex-Bachelor producers at this point, obviously, talking about any of this. And here we have it. Six incredible clips. These come to us from a podcast called This Is Uncomfortable with host Rima Krais. Again, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. This specific episode was called Reality TV Bites. The guests were, this is from last week, the guests were Nadia Yegasar. I may be pronouncing this wrong, probably am. She was a contestant on Indian Matchmaking. And then also these two other guests, former Bachelor producers, Jazzy Collins and Michael Carroll. And all of our clips will deal with things that they have to say. So buckle up. This is, again, legitimately ex-Bachelor producers openly contract violating and talking about all of the nasty shit they did, the nasty shit they saw. It's absolutely incredible. Here we go. So if you want to hear all of these clips, and trust me, you do, this is canon at this point in the Sauce Wars. I mean, this is maybe some of the most important shit that I've ever heard personally in the Sauce Wars. So if you want to hear those clips and you want to get access to our Discord, our live shows, Clues Corner, Pace Case Pub, Dark Seeker's Dungeon, and all of the other stuff that we are doing on Patreon, of which there is an almost limitless amount at this point. If you want all of it, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get access to everything and ad-free episodes too. So if you want all that, and again, if you want to hear these clips, these producer clips, let me just say this. The first of these clips is Michael Carroll talking about the feeling of power he had of manipulation as a producer and what his true goal was, which was to make people cry at every turn. That's the first fucking clip in this thing. It's insane. So if you want to hear all these clips, please, again, just join us at patreon.com/gameofroses. Hope to see you in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.